Grace be unto you, and peace, and God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our sermon title for this evening is Invited into God's most holy place. Based on Hebrews 10, verse 20, which reads, we can now enter through a new and living way that Jesus opened for us. It leads through the curtain, Christ's body. I want you to use your imaginations this evening. Imagine yourself tonight standing in front of 80 Wellington Street in Ottawa, Ontario. You know what address that is? It's the office of Canada's new Prime Minister, Mr. Justin Trudeau. That's you on the sidewalk, peeping through the fence, trying to get a glance at our new Prime Minister. That's you with hair in place and shoes shined. That's you briskly walking to the front door. This evening, you have a few matters you'd like to discuss with Prime Minister Trudeau. First, there's the matter of the cost of housing in the greater Vancouver area. Could he do something about it to lower it a bit? Then there's the issue of world peace. You're for it. Could he do something about that? And finally, there's the price of gasoline. It's just too high. You want to ask the Prime Minister if he could call those people in charge of the gas prices around the world to lower it a little bit just for you. All worthy issues. It would only take a few minutes of his time for you to talk with him. Besides, tonight, you brought with yourself a bag of homemade cookies to share with Prime Minister Trudeau. So with bag of cookies in hand, you approach the guard. I'd like to see the Prime Minister, please. The guard says, there is no record of your appointment. You have to have an appointment?
Yes.
How do I get one? Through his office staff. Could I have the phone number? No, it's restricted. Then how can I get in? Wait for them to phone you. But they don't know me. Then they'll probably never call you. You were so close. If the Prime Minister stepped outside, he would have seen you on the sidewalk. But his guards would have stopped you. Then you'd have to get by his office staff. Too many barriers. Barriers of time. He's just too busy for you. Barriers of status. Who are you anyhow? You have no clout. Barriers of protocol. You have to go through the right channels. Tonight, my friends, you will not be spending any time with Prime Minister Trudeau. You've learned a hard lesson tonight. You have no access to him. Meet with him. There's no way that's going to happen unless he takes the initiative. Unless he, spotting you on the sidewalk with your bag of cookies, says to a staff person, hey, see that person on the sidewalk with the bag of cookies? Go tell him. Go tell her. I want to talk with them. If he gives such a command, all barriers will drop. He'll speak to a staff person. A staff person will speak to a guard. The guard will tell you, I can't explain it to you, buddy, but the Prime Minister's office is open to you. You're welcome to come in. Mr. Trudeau wants to see you. Sure, it's a fanciful story. It never happened. You and I know when it comes to seeing the Prime Minister, we don't have a chance. Such an invitation. Did you hear me? Such an invitation will never come. But when it comes to Almighty God, pick up your bag of cookies and walk in. The invitation from Almighty God to you has already been extended. He has spotted you. Listen to what Ephesians 2:13 says. You who were far away from God are brought near. Nothing remains between you and Almighty God than an open door. How can this be? Listen to the sermon text again from Hebrews 10. So, brothers and sisters, we are completely free to enter the most holy place of God without fear because of the blood of Jesus' death. We can enter in through a new and living way that Jesus has opened for us. It leads through the curtain, through Christ's body. To the original hearers of this text, these last four words were explosive. The curtain, Christ's body. According to the writers of Hebrew, the curtain spoken of here equals Jesus' body. Whatever happened to the flesh of Jesus happened to the huge curtain in the temple in Jerusalem. Well, what happened to Jesus' body? Look at the cross. Jesus' body was torn, torn by the whips, torn by the crown of thorns, torn by the weight of the cross and the nails driven into his hands and feet. And listen to what Matthew 27 says. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and died. Then at that time, the curtain in the temple was torn into two pieces from top to bottom. The curtain spoken of here is the curtain in the entryway to the Jerusalem temple. It was a heavy veil or doorway, a curtain that hung before the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies, as you might remember, is that inner part of the temple where no one could enter. Worshippers could only come to the outside of the temple. No one could enter the Holy of Holies except the high priest. And then, only one day a year, on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Why could no one go into the Holy of Holies? Because the glory of God was present there. Now, if you were told you were free at any time to enter the inner sanctum of Prime Minister Trudeau's 80 Wellington Street office, you'd probably shake your head and say to me, "You're one brick short of a full load, Pastor." But multiply your disbelief by 1,000. And you'll have an idea of how a Jewish person felt if someone told them he or she could enter freely into the Holy of Holies. Yeah, right, buddy. You're one bagel short of a full dozen. No one but the high priest entered the Holy of Holies. And only once a year, no one else. To do so meant death. Two of Aaron's sons died when they tried it. Look up Leviticus 16 sometime. In no uncertain terms, the curtain before the Holy of Holies declared, you can come this far, but never any further. That curtain hung in the Jerusalem temple for 1,500 years. What did it communicate? Simple. God is holy. Separated from us and unapproachable. Even Moses was told in Exodus 33, you cannot see my face, the Lord God says, because no one can see me and live. God is holy. We are sinners. And there is a distance between us. Now, isn't that our problem today? We know that God is holy. We know that we are not. Look in the mirror. What do you see? You see the same thing when I see, when I look in a mirror, a sinner. And let me ask you tonight, what sin, what particular sin is staring you in the face today? Maybe you want to deal with that sin, but how? bag of cookies in hand here on the sidewalk. But not just a bag of cookies before Almighty God, a garbage bag filled with offensive sin. No way you can bring this mess into the presence of a holy God. If only you had a connection. If only you had a connection on the inside to get you in. The ancient words of Job in Job chapter 9 puts it this way. If only there were a mediator who could bring us together. Oh, but there is. Jesus Christ, our Lord, has not left us with an unapproachable God. Yes, God is holy. Yes, we are sinners, but yes, 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 we have a mediator, a go-between. St. Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, there is one mediator between God and men, the Savior Jesus Christ. Is not a mediator a go-between? And wasn't Jesus the curtain between us and God? And wasn't his flesh torn? Matthew tells us, quote, but Jesus cried out with a loud voice and he died. And then Matthew records, at that moment, the huge curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. It was as if the hands of God had been gripping that curtain, just waiting for this moment. This temple curtain, by the way, was 60 feet tall and 30 feet wide. 1 minute it was whole. The next minute when Jesus died, it was torn in two. What did this mean for the Jewish people at that time? No more barrier between them and the Holy of Holies. No priest to have to go between them and God. No more animal sacrifices had to be made for their sins. What does it mean for us? I hope you're listening. We are welcome to enter into the very holy presence of God any day. Anytime. Through the death of Jesus on the cross for our sins and from his rising from the grave, the barrier between us and God has been removed. And this is what we especially celebrate tonight. That night the church has called Maundy Thursday. Today we remember and celebrate the day that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. And the Lord's Supper means many things, but one thing it especially means is this, the holy presence of God has come to us sinners. In the Jerusalem Temple, Holy of Holies, year after year, animal sacrifice had to be made year after year to atone for sin. This had to be repeated again and again, and the people themselves had to bring the sacrifice. But once and for all, Jesus died upon the cross. He himself was the sacrifice for you and for me and for all the world. And in his love for us today, he comes to us in the Lord's Supper. And have you heard what he says? Listen to what he says. Take and eat. Take and drink. This is my body. This is my blood given and shed for you. For what purpose? For the forgiveness of sin. As Martin Luther said, in and with and under the bread and wine are the true body and blood of Jesus. Jesus is truly present with us in this meal to deliver to us tonight what He won for us 2,000 years ago, the complete forgiveness of our sin and direct access to Almighty God. The curtain has been removed. Come with great joy this evening to this altar. Come into the presence of Almighty God. He's here waiting for you. He's calling you by name. He has forgiven you your sins. The curtain is removed. The door is open. You are welcome in His holy presence. And you don't even have to bring a bag of cookies. In the name of Jesus, amen.